Gemara said that a Kohen who's drunk is not allowed to be Nosei Kapai. We learn it from the fact that the Birchas Kohanim is right after Nazir. Gemara said, if that's the case, then a Kohen who is Mevorech should not be allowed to eat grapes either. Gemara says, no, he's Hukash to the Sharso Levorech Vishmo. Just like a Meshores, Avoda, you can eat grapes. So too, Kohen Mevorech can eat grapes. Gemara says, Imam Meshores, Chav Zayin Rav, Balmum Lo, Av Kohen Mevorech, Balmum Lo. We're learning it from a Kohen Oved, so a Kohen Oved can't be a Balmum. So it could be that a Kohen Mevorech also can't be a Balmum. Gemara says, no, Ho Iskish Nazir. There's a Hekish to Nazir, and a Nazir could even be a Balmum. My chaz is the makshis lekula, akish lechumra. Why be makishit lekula and say that he's allowed to eat grapes and he's allowed to be a balmum? Right? Why don't you say the other way? He can't be a balmum and he can't eat grapes. We learn from an oved that what's it called that he can't be a balmum, and we learn from Nazir that he can't even eat grapes. Or it says asmach the ninhu midrabanan lekula. The whole inyan is only drabanan. And Pashas in the Gemara, Kohen Mevorech is not allowed to be Mevorech if he's drunk, only mid the Rabbanan. The whole thing is only Asmachta, and therefore we learn both kulas, that a Balmum can be Mevorech, and one who eats grapes can be Mevorech, and only a person who drinks wine. And Pashas, the wine is the same as a Kohen Oved, which is a revius of wine, is already considered drunk. And other Rishonim say that if it's not wine, then he's allowed to be Mevorech up until the point that he's shikr like shikrus or shalot. Anything less than that, he can, what's it called, can still be Mevorech, as long as he didn't drink wine mamish, drank some other intoxicating thing. Tosus learns over here that a balmum can be Mevorech. The only kind of mumim are things that are mumim begoloi, that people will stare at his hands or whatever, and that's the whole sugya, what's it called, in Sota, in Megillah, of which kind of mumim a Kohen can do. But it's not because he's a balmum, it's because he'll draw attention to the mum. Tosus also says that, therefore, a Kohen who converted, but did tshuva, right, also is kosher for Nesias Kapayim, because he's no worse than a Balmum. He has the same din as a Balmum. He can't be Oved, but he could eat Korbanos, a person who had been an Oved Avodah Zarah and did Tshuva. And the Rambam argues, the Rambam holds that a Kohen who converted and did Tshuva can never be a Nosei Kapayim again. Okay. Elohein Mamados, Levisha Nemar Tzavis Bnei Israel, Maiko Omer, what's the meaning? What's the Tzavas Bnei Yisrael have to do with Mamados? Hochik Omer. Elu hei Mamados. Umatam tiknu Mamados. These are the Mamados. But before we say who they are, what's the reason that they were Mesakin Mamados? Lefisha Ne'emar, Tzavas Bnei Yisrael, Martu Aleihem, Es Korboni Lachmi Le'ishai, Ve'heich Korbono Shel Adam Korei, Ve'hu Einu Omeid Al Gabov. Since the Korban Tomid had to come from the Tzibur, how's it possible that the korban should be nikrav and the representatives of the tzibur shouldn't be standing there? So hiskinu neviim harishonim esrim v'arba mishmaros. Therefore, the neviim harishonim, Shmuel and David Amelech, were mesakin 24 shifts. Al kol mishmar mishmar yamayim b'Yerushalayim shal kohanim v'shal levim v'shal Yisrael. On every mishmar, there was one, a maimed in Yerushalayim of Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. They stood by the korban. The Kohanim made the korban, the Levim sang Shira, and the Yisraelim stood there and davened that the Rabban Shem should be makabel the korban baratzo. So there were representatives of all the factions of Klal Yisrael by every korban. Higiyazman mishmar lalos, Kohanim, Levim, Ol Yerushalayim. When the time came for the Mishmar to come up to Yerushalayim, its week came during the year. So Kohanim and Levim went to Yerushalayim. And some of the Israelim also went. And some of the Israelim stayed in their own city, either the ones who were too old to go or the ones who were too far away or whatever. Chon Rabban, Esrim V'Arba Mishmaros Be'eretz Yisrael, U'shtei Mesrei B'Yericho. These are talking about the Levim. The Gros says, 24 Mishmaros of Levim in Eretz Yisrael, and 12 in Yericho. Gemara says, "Shtei Mesrei B'Yericho, the fish in Lutuva." We said there were only 24 altogether. Now we're saying there are 24 in Eretz Yisrael, scattered around Eretz Yisrael, and 12 from Yericho is 36. El Shtei Mesrei Mehem B'Yericho. 12 of them were from Yericho. Higiyos Man Mishmar Lalos, Chatzi HaMishmar Hoya Olam Eretz Yisrael. Half of the Mishmar would go up from all of Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. The Chatzi HaMishmar Hoya Olam Yericho. And half of it came up from Yericho, since they were closer, and they could go home at night or whatever, they were able to, Kadesh Yaspiku Maim Mosul Lachem Shibrushalayim. They were able to provide food and water for the ones that came from far away. So they split up the 24 Mishmaros. There was always half of the Mishmaros were scattered around Eretz Yisrael, and half of them were what's it called, were in Yericho. That was half of the Mishmar was in Yericho, and half was scattered around Yerushalayim. So whenever the Mishmar went up, half of the Mishmar was made up of people from Yericho close by who could provide food and water, and half of them came from all over Eretz Yisrael. That's how Rashi learns. The Rabbeinu Chanan, let's see Rashi till here. Maiko Amar, Dikaboy, my new mamodos, right? It's asking, what are the mamodos? Maisi Kroes, Korboni Lach, Mili Isha, how does that fit with the mamodos? Hochikas. Eluhein mamodos, lekamon. Later on, the Mishnah is going to discuss who the mamodos were. The time of my, first, why were they masakin mamodos? Since the korban is owned by all of Klal Yisrael have to be there as representatives. Tana Rabbanan, Kavdal Mishmaros Hayu Be'eretz Yisrael, the Yudbeis B'Yericho. There are 24 scattered over Eretz Yisrael and 12 in Yericho. Mara says, Yudbeis B'Yericho Bitmiya Nefishi Lutuva. Then there's more than 24, it's 36. So the aim of the Yudbeis Be'em B'Yericho. 12 of them were in Yericho. The first thought that in addition to the 24 Mishmaros that were scattered around the Eretz Yisrael, there were 12 more in Yericho. The Havi Lamed Vav, that was 36. The Yud Beis Mehem Mashmash Me Osen HaChavdal that Yud Beis Yericho. The Gemara's answer is no, there's only 24, but 12 of them come from Yericho. Higiyos Man HaMishmar Chatzi HaMishmar Oli Yerushalayim the Chatzi HaMishmar Oli Yericho Kadesh Yisbeku Maim Mozen Lachem Shem Yerushalayim Kolomar Ketzen Hoyu Yud Beis Yericho. What does that mean there were 12 in Yericho? Shigiyos Man HaMishmar Lalos Yerushalayim B'Shabbos Mischalkim Anshi HaMishmar Chetzin Hochin Yerushalayim. Half of them went to Yerushalayim LaAvoda. They went to actually stand by the Korban and do the Avoda. V'Chetzin Hochin LiYericho. This is Rashi's Girsa. That's not like we said. That Rashi's Girsa is that half of them went to Yericho. They came from Eretz Yisrael and they stayed in Yericho. And from Yericho they would supply food and water to the rest of them in Yerushalayim. Yericho is close to Yerushalayim, Asmuch Yerushalayim. Umesat Nisham Mayim Umozim Lachayim. V'chein Osin Kolak Kofdalad Mishmoros. Every time one of the Mishmor would go, half of the Mishmor would go to Yerushalayim, and half would go set up base in Yericho to provide food and water. Nimtza Yud Beis B'Yericho. So there was always 12, meaning 24, half of what's it called, Mishmoros, which is 12 Mishmoros in Yericho. Loshen Acher Lo Nehirali. So the right gears in Rashi. There's another way of learning, Rashi says, and I don't like it. That's the Rabbeinu Chanan. The Rabbeinu Chanan says what we said before, that there the 24 Mishmaros, 12 of them were scattered all over Eretz Yisrael, and 12 of them were in Yericho. And whenever a Mishmar would come, half of it would come from wherever it came in Eretz Yisrael, and the other half would come from Yericho and bring food and water with it to supply for the ones who came from far away. Okay. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Kohanim Levim v'Yisrael makvin sakorban. Right? L'chatchila, it's not ma'akiv b'di'evet. L'chatchila, you need Kohanim Levim v'Yisraelim to be by the korban. Kohanim and Levim, to to what you call to actually bring the korban and sing the shira, and Yisraelim to represent the rest of Klal Yisrael when the korban's brought, and to daven that it should be accepted. Masnisa Tana, Reb Shimben Elazar, Kohanim Leviim Uklei Shir Ma'akvin Es HaKorban. This brisa adds klei shir, musical instruments also is ma'akiv the korban. The Micah Miflegate, the first brisa doesn't mention klei shir. Marsover Ikr Shira Peh, the first brisa doesn't mention musical instruments, holds that the Ikr Shira was with voice, not with instruments. The instruments were only there to make the voice sound better. Marsover Ikr Shira Bechli. The other one holds no, that the Ikr Shira is with instruments, and therefore, if you don't have instruments, it's ma'akiv the korban. At least the chatkila. Rashi, ma'akvin es hakorban, in ein maimed mikulam Yerushalayim. If all of them aren't there, then l'chatchila, the korban is not brought in the most ideal way. Kedishnan akol nishmur ha'yamayim ed Yerushalayim shel kohanim levim v'yisraelim. Kiven dekulu baylim bo'inan d'lahavi kamohu al-gavi avod. Since all of them are the baylim, kohanim levim v'yisraelim, they all have to be represented. Uklei shir ma'akvin es hakorban, pluksa b'shilayim esech esukah, it's machlokas in sukah, whether Ikr Shira B'Peh or Ikr Shira is B'Kli, Uve Erechin Mefureshes, Ikr Shira B'Peh, Ukli Lipsume Kola B'Yalma. They had musical instruments, but that wasn't the Ikr. That was only as an accompaniment to make their voices sound better. V'kivin Te'ikah Leviim, Lo Ma'akeh Mishum Klei Shira. Since they're Leviim, to sing, the Klei Shira is not Ma'akeh Vim L'Chatchila. Ikr Shira B'Kli, Ovuv. V'chein B'Perek Acholos. Kli, we're talking about, it was an Ovuv, was different opinions what exactly it was, if it was a wind instrument or something like an organ, right? Whatever. Some say it was an organ. Okay, that was the Ikr Kli. Omer Avchama Bar Gurio Omer Rav, Moshe Tikin L'Mishos Shmona Mishmoros. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakin 8 Mishmoros. The Rambam learns that this is a mitzvah in HaTorah to make Mishmoros. Learn it from the Pasuk, and it's a mitzvah in HaTorah. And the Ramban learns it's halacha Moshe Mishinai. It didn't apply in the Mishkan, and Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin it for the future when they come to Eretz Yisrael. But it didn't apply in the Mishkan. According to the Rambam, it did apply in the Mishkan, and it actually went into effect in Moshe's time. So Moshe was misakin 8 mishmaros, arba mi Elazar ve arba mi Isamar, 4 from Elazar. He split Elazar's family into 4, and Isamar's family into 4, and those were the shifts, in according to the Rambam, in the Mishkan, or later on in Novin Givon, or whatever, when they came to Eretz Yisrael. Bo Shmuel v'amidam al Sheish Esrei. Shmuel divided them up further and made 16 Mishmaros. There were more of them, so you could divide them into 16 different shifts. Bo David v'amidam al Esrei V'yarba. David HaMelech came, and he made them into 24 shifts. Shenemar, Bishnasu Arboim Lamalchus David Nidvishu Vayimtsu Bohem Gibori Achayil Biyaz Biyazar Gilad. That pasuk speaks about David HaMelech making the shifts of the Kohanim. Meisve Moshe Tikin Lamlisos Shmona Mishmoros Arba Mielozer Viarba Miisomer. Right, this brisa says Moshe instituted the Mishmoros. He made 8 Mishmoros, 4 from Elozer and 4 from Isomer. Okay. But David and Shmuel, that made them less than the arba, and David and Shmuel together made them 24. So it doesn't say that Shmuel made them 16 and then David 24, but Shmuel and David together went from 8 to 24. Shenemar Hema Yosa David and Shmuel Haroe Bemunasam. These were from the Takana, the Yisod, the foundation of David and Shmuel together. Moses Hachikomer. No, it's no contradiction. From the foundation of David and Shmuel before him, they ended up being 24, but it went through stages. First it was 16 in the time of Shmuel, and then David finished it off to 24. Tanya Idach, Moshe Tikin Lam Yisrael Sheish Esrei Mishmaros. This brisa says, not like we said before, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakin 16 Mishmaros. Shmona mi Elazar, Shmona mi Isamar. Right? From 8 from Elazar and 8 from Isamar. Not like we said before, total of 8, 4 from Elazar and 4 from Isamar. Uksharabu b'nei Elazar b'nei Isamar, and the family of Elazar multiplied faster in the family of Isamar. Cholkum v'midam aleshem v'arba. So they split them up, the 16, and they made from the 16, 24. Meaning they split up Elazar, each mishmar into two, because there were a lot of people. So they were able to have not eight mishmaros, but 16. And they left Isamar with their eight. So that altogether is 24. Shenemar v'yimtzu b'nei Elazar rabim l'roshei ha'gvorim min b'nei Isamar. They made from the eight that originally were Elazar 16. And they left Isamar 8. The Omer, another pasuk, base av echad ochus le'Elazar. Right? They made one base av into two parts for Elazar. The ochus ochus le'Elazar. They left Isamar the way that it was to begin with. My Vomer, what do you need the second pasuk for? Maybe just like there were more people for Elazar, there was more for Isamar. And they split them all up. Right? Samara says, what's it called? So that's why we need a second pasuk to tell me no. They only split up Elazar, and Isamar remained the way that it was. So altogether there were 24. Originally there was 8 and 8. They made the 8 into 16, and they left the original 8 as 24. Mor says, Shmona mikora arbahavu. We said before that Omer of Chama Bar Guria, Moshe was Masak in 8 mishmaros, 4 from Elazar, 4 from Isamar. And here the Brisa says 8 from Elazar and 8 from Isamar originally. Right? Toshma, Beisav Echon Ochuz Elazar Ochuz. No, the question is, if it wouldn't have the second pasuk, I would say that originally Elazar also started with only 4. And then they doubled it to 8. Just like Isamar started, Elazar started with 8 and they doubled it to 16. Mar says, no. There originally was 8 and it stayed 8. And originally the other one was 8 and it doubled to 16. Mar says, Tiyufta de Rav Chaim Bar Guya, Maizakasha and Rav Chaim Bar Guya, he said the original numbers were 4 and 4, not 8 and 8. Omer l'chorav cham bar gurya tanoyi enochanami. I agree, there is a tana who holds that it started out 8 and 8. But I hold like a different tana. V'anod da'amriki hai tana. I hold like a different tana. The Omer Shmona, right, who says that there was 8 to begin with. Okay. Rashi. Arba me'alazar, mi'bonav shel alazar, sh'asa me'imdal mishmaros. They split the families of alazar into 4 shifts. Gemara Gomerla. This is not from Psukim. This is what's it called? Tradition, oral tradition. Hema Yosa David Shmuel Haroa Bemunasam Utiyufte the Rav Chama. Domer Shmuel Hamidam Al Yudvav VeDavid Hamidam Al Chavdalit. Dosh Amina Minot Tarvayu Bahadi Adoni Taknino. From this price is Mashma that David and Shmuel together made it to 24. Not that they did it separately, 1:16 and then 1:24. Mora says, no, that's not what it means. It means, Miyasoda Shoshmuel Aramosi, Shemidim Al Yudvav, from the foundation of Shmuel, who increased it to 16 from 8. Bo David Vemidim Al Chavdal. David came and then increased to 16 to 24. Isforim Shekosuva Miyasoda Shoshmuel Vid David Hemidim Al Chavdal, Kolomar, Shneim Ho'ilu Bedover. Shmuel Hemidim Al Yudvav, Vidovid Al Chavdal. Doesn't mean they did it together. It means from between them, what they did, it ended up 24. Where it says originally there was 8 and 8, and then they split Elazar in double, so into 2. So they had 16. And they left Isamar with 8. The Yimtzu b'nei Elazar rabim l'Roshi Agvarim, Kolomer Roshi Agvarim shel b'nei Elazar hayu rabim mei Isamar. There were more families in Elazar than there was in Isamar. They multiplied faster. V'hai v'yimtzu mashma the kodem l'chein hayu kfuin. The Achshav hosifu aleihem. Before this, there were equal numbers of mishmaros from each one, and now they added on. The Chalkum Lidvav, they split the Mishmaros of, since they had a lot of people, they split into 16 shifts. Beis Av Echad Ochus,
Shoyim mitchila lelazer dahainu echad achuz echad begoral dahainu namiches v'havel yudvav. What originally was one, they made into two. V'achuz achuz lisamar, but for isamar, they left it the way that it was to begin with. The original mishmar remained one mishmar. Mashahayim mitchila achuz lisamar achuzim ato kibatchila. What was originally the number of mishmaros for isamar remained the same number. They didn't add anything, because there wasn't a lot of them. Maybe you'll think that in the beginning there was 4 and 4. They increased Elazar to 16, and they only increased Isamar to 8. Maybe that's the pshat. That's how they got 24. And it started out 4 and 4. The Gemara says, for that you need the second pasuk. Second pasuk is that they didn't increase Isamar at all. So they couldn't have started out with 4. They had to start out with 8. And the other one started out with 8 and was increased to 16. If I wouldn't have the second pasuk, I would think that there was an increase in Elazar and Isamar, just not as much as an increase in Isamar. So Elazar, they multiply by 4, and Isamar only by 2. Right, and Echonami, the increase of Elazar was more than Isamar, but there was an increase in Isamar too. Not to think that, it says that Elazar remained the way they were, and Elazar was doubled, and Isamar remained the way they were. Toshma v'achuz achuz l'Isamar. Alma k'dekai mekai. They remained static. They didn't increase. V'shma minah demosha tikin lohem yudvav ches mizeh v'ches mizeh. We also learn from this that originally there were 8 and 8 from Moshe Rabbeinu's Takana. Not like Rav Chama Bar Gurya said that originally there was 4 and 4. The Kashul of Rav Chama, the Omer Dalet V'Dalet. V'hoda Kosov L'El, u'mishnasar boyim, heima yosav v'mashal sifu aleim at chof dalet mishtoi. Ava Moshe tikin lam yidvaz mishmoros. That which it says 24 is what it ended up. But in the beginning, Moshe Rabbeinu made 16, 8 and 8. Tanoihi, to'ika tana de L'El, Diktani Moshe Tikilem Ches Mishmaros. Mishneyat. Right? Rav Chama Gurya says, Maisa, there is another Braisa before that said what I said. That there were originally 8 total. 4 from this and 4 from that. V'ano kamina kavasei. I hold like that. That Tana. And Echonami, you bring me a Braisa that says originally there was 8 and 8. You're right. There is such a Braisa. But I hold like the other Braisa. I hold like the other.